Welcome to Sunny in Seattle with your host, Sunny Joy.
And coming up on today's show, Sunny is joined by the creator of Energy Medicine Yoga, Lauren Walker, to chat about her new book, The Energy to Heal. So tune in and learn how Energy Medicine Yoga is a powerful tool to help mitigate stress and overcome trauma. And now I welcome your host for the day, Sunny Joy.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Welcome to Sunny in Seattle. I'm your host, Sunny Joy McMillan, and we're here every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. KKNW, bringing you amazing guests and resources that will help you create a life filled with peace, joy, freedom, and purpose. It is radio that positively shines. And if you can't catch the show live, you can always access the show archives. You can find those not only on the station's website, that's 1150kknw.com. You can also find the show on iTunes and Podcast One. Benny, how are you doing today?
Doing awesome. The sunshine is definitely healing us for today, and some other things might as well.
Yeah, very good. And it was so funny. I walked into the studio this morning, and Benny greeted me and said, "Hey, I just talked to our guest yesterday. Yeah, right. She was on Marie Menucherry's show." And
I said, it's the radio round. You know, some of our wonderful guests do that around here on the mighty KKNW.
Yes. So you all out there in the listening world may have heard our guest yesterday if you listened to Marie's show. And I'm sure if you did hear that, you cannot get enough of her work. So we're very happy to welcome her back to KKNW this morning. Her name is Lauren Walker. She is the author of The Energy to Heal, Find Lasting Freedom from Stress and Trauma Through Energy Medicine Yoga. It is a brand new book that has just come out literally within the last several days. And just to give you a little more background on Lauren, she previously published Energy Medicine Yoga, Amplify the Healing Power of Your Yoga Practice, and also The Energy Medicine Yoga Prescription. Both books won the Nautilus Silver Award for Best Mind-Body Publication. She's been teaching yoga and meditation since 1997 and created Energy Medicine Yoga while teaching at Norwich University, which is the oldest private military college in the country. And I can't wait to ask her about that. She teaches EM yoga, across the U.S. and internationally, and has been featured many times in Yoga Journal, Mantra Magazine, Yoga Digest, and published a feature article about her yoga work in the New York Times. In 2016, she was named one of the top 100 most influential yoga teachers in America. She lives in a little house in the Big Woods in Northwest Montana with her beloved husband and her demon, Louis. I know. Obviously, I saw in the book, clearly you are a fan of Philip Pullman and his dark materials.
Yes, 100%.
You and me both. I love that. And she chose early on to reject an intensely paced and acquisitive lifestyle for the quality and abundance of time. Her whole life is geared toward play, joy, and sacred time in nature. This is what she teaches. You can find out more about her and her work at emyoga.net. That stands for Energy Medicine Yoga.net. So emyoga.net. And the book, again, that we'll be talking about here today that is brand new is The Energy to Heal. Oh, and very quickly, we will talk more about this on the show, but I want to make you aware that if you like what you hear today and you want to connect with Lauren on a deeper level, in a bigger way, she has an event tomorrow. It's not too late to join. Is it, Lauren? It's not too late to join, right? Okay, good. I didn't think so before I say that. but this is through East West, as usual, bringing in amazing people to do amazing events. So the event will be Saturday, May 14th. That's tomorrow. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific, it is called The Energy to Heal. It will be a webinar, so you can join from anywhere. And there will be a reading from the book. Lauren will talk about some concepts from the book, lead you through an actual energy medicine yoga practice. There will be time for Q&A. There will be a lot going on. And if you want to find out more and to register for that, just go to eastwestseattle.org. eastwestseattle.org, and they will have that event listed there. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I love being here.
Absolutely. Sorry, I started to throw it to you right as you picked up your tea to take a sip, or your coffee. Sorry about that. So we were talking on air, off air before we went live, about your connection with Marie Manucciari. And I thought that sounds so fun. You all have done some work together, clearly.
We have. And it is so fun. I love her. We just had a summit and she was one of our featured presenters in the summit. And one of the things I loved about that that conversation that we had, so we're talking about healing and trauma and how it works in the body, and how when you have a traumatic experience, you sort of lose faith in life and the world, and how we can bring that faith back and that understanding that we do have support in the universe. And she's like, "You have support right now. I can see you've got seven guides around you." And I was like, "Oh, okay. I didn't realize we were going to have a reading on air live, you know." So it was really fun. I got to experience some of her work in a very direct way. And she's such a profound teacher. I really always enjoy working with her and being with her.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, she is a popular favorite around this area, and I feel very lucky. She's been one of those ones where before I started this show and was kind of just as a person just scoping out East West Bookshop, just having moved to the Seattle area, and she was everywhere and people just spoke so highly of her. So it's been such fun to be able to kind of, you know, I don't have the following and the work that she does, but it's been fun, you know, being on the show, getting to see all that she's out doing in the world and connecting with folks like you. So very cool. I was going to say, oh yes, you'd mentioned when you were talking about your conversation with Marie, your conversation was talking about trauma and healing from trauma. And from reading your book, you have quite a bit of personal experience with trauma that you have experienced that needed to be dealt with and healed. And so I'm curious if you could tell us just a little bit about that background, you know, what really led you to develop energy medicine yoga out of your own journey of trauma and healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to throw anyone into a trauma response here. And oftentimes I'm talking about traumas triggers your own internal experience again, mm-hmm. and can trigger other people's experiences. Mm-hmm. And so I have had a lot of traumatic experiences in my life. Some of them happened when I was very young. My parents divorced when I was 3. My mom had a nervous breakdown and had to go into the hospital for several 6 weeks, which when you're 3 years old, that's an eternity. Yeah. We went and lived with our grandparents. I actually had a traumatic birth. My birth, when I was born, they didn't think I was going to live. And all of those things impact you in ways that, especially when these events happen pre-verbal, pre-cognizant, you don't know. You just live your life, right? And when you're that little, you haven't even come to separation yet. You don't even know that you're an individual person. We don't really even come into full individuation until at earliest sort of our late teenage years, but really coming into our early 20s when we start to see, okay, I have, you know, a role in my own life that is unique and I have ownership over that. So, you know, having these experiences when you're young can be really debilitating because it just becomes your whole world. And one of the things that I learned much, much later, which I wish I had learned much earlier, is that when you have a traumatic event in your life, if you don't deal with it, if you don't release the energetic imprints of it, it draws more traumatic events and experiences to you. This is part of field theory that I really understood, that was one of the keys to me finally being able to release these traumas, because it was sort of operatic. And I can look back now and even laugh, even at some of the horrific experiences, and, you know, not to laugh off trauma, but to get to the place where you can kind of say, oh my gosh, because I had so many crazy events. I had my series of Me Too movements, which honestly, I have not met a woman who has not had a Me Too experience.
Right.
And so being in a female body draws that kind of traumatic experiences to you. It's been my experience as a woman, and every woman I've ever spoken to has had that experience. And I've also spoken with a lot of people on the gender spectrum, whether they're trans or transitioning, and have all also had traumatic experiences. And then I've had some other ones, and I write about them in the book, that are just sort of like off the charts. And I've also had a lot of experiences with many people who've had traumatic experiences that are, I don't want to qualify them and say that they're bigger, because I don't think that there is, I don't like that correspondence of like little t trauma or big t trauma. If you've had a traumatic experience and it's affected you, it is trauma. There is no difference to how the physical body reacts and the energetic body reacts, whether it's something that someone else might not consider a big deal, but it is to you. And so I just want to say that I've experienced a lot of trauma through other people, what they've shared their stories. Okay, this is a really long-winded answer to your question.
This is perfect.
Okay, so so I got to the point after this last really massive, gnarly experience that I didn't even want to be alive anymore. Mm-hmm. And I kept praying. I would pray every night before I went to sleep, please just take me in the night and don't let me wake up in the morning. But I did. I kept waking up every morning. I was like, oh, okay, I'm awake again. And I would like sort of drag myself through my days. And after almost a year of that, it was like, okay, I guess I am going to live. I'm, you know, this trauma isn't going to kill me. I'm going to live. What am I going to do? This is an awful life. I'm not living. I'm surviving. And so I called in all the tools that I had, and they worked to keep me just like my nose just above water. But I knew enough to know that I needed more help. So I started like calling in every tool, every person that I knew that had some wisdom higher, more than my own. And I started to practice everything. And after some time, I started to heal and I started to release these imprints. And the last piece of that puzzle really was studying with Rupert Sheldrake and learning about field theory and learning that these traumas draw more of themselves to you. That understanding that I was in a field of trauma explained to me that there's a field of not trauma. And had to figure out how to get there. And that's what I did. And so, you know, I wrote this book. I'm so glad it's out there in the world. I'm so proud of it. I'm so happy that it's going to serve so many people. But this book, I wrote it not as a book. It was like, I have to save myself. And that's what this book was. And now I'm at the place where, okay, I'm good. I'm great now. I'm so good. I'm like, my lights are sparked up again. And now I can share this work with you. And I know that it works because it not only worked with me, but through the teachings that I've done over the years, it has helped hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people. So I know it works and it's going to work for you too. So that's how the book came about.
Well, and I love it. And that reminds me of a story that you share in the book. So I guess there's, you know, you would be much more well-versed in this than I, but for me, looking from the outside, it seems like trauma is becoming a bit of a buzzword. And so in yoga, for example, you mentioned trauma-informed yoga, and that's something that maybe is becoming more common. But I have this memory from in the book where you said you were sitting in a yoga class taught by a very well-known teacher who made a comment in this kind of trauma-informed yoga class setting that you'll never be able to heal from it. Like, you'll learn how to, you know, live with it, but you can't ever get past it. I forget exactly how you articulated that. But can you speak to that a little bit? Because maybe folks out there think, okay, so I'm just going to have to learn how to put a Band-Aid over it versus heal the actual wound.
Yeah, it was really a profound moment. I was there with one of my other senior teachers, and I was actually going through something pretty gnarly at the time. And so I was in some trauma, actually. I was full on in a trauma response at that time, and we're in this class. And the conversation was, you'll never be able to fully be free. It will always be there. It will always have the potential to trigger you. But there's all of these tools that you can do so that you can mitigate that and you can be okay and go through your life. And I'm sitting there and I'm in trauma response. And it took everything I had not to jump up and scream, you're wrong. That's totally wrong. And this is, I'm so grateful that trauma-informed yoga is becoming more and more widespread, because I do think we need to understand that most people, I mean, all yoga should be trauma-informed yoga. All of life should be trauma-informed life, because especially now, I feel like the whole world is in a trauma response. We are in a stress response. Every single person is having some reaction to what's going on, whether it's COVID, potentially post-COVID. Are we in post-COVID yet? We don't know. We've got the war going on in Ukraine, which is just insanity on so many levels. We've got climate crises. We've got Supreme Court crises. We've got just everything going on. So everyone is experiencing some kind of stress, some kind of trauma. But the hope and the promise is that you really can release these. You don't have to be afflicted and affected by these experiences for your whole life. There are tools, and that's what this book is. It's the guide, it's the manual, it's the toolkit, so that you can work with these. Because I'm going to minimize them for a moment and say, all of these traumas are just energy. They're just energy, no matter how massive and big they are. And we have all had massive big traumas, not all of us, hopefully not all of us, right. But many of us have had massive big traumas, and it's energy. And if you can learn, and I know you can, because I can teach you, because I know I can, how to release that energy from the systems, then you can be free. Now, the teacher got it right in saying that that story will always exist. Mm. You're not, you know, you were in a car wreck. That story is always going to be there. You were sexually assaulted. That story is always going to be there. But what you can release is that trigger and that stress response that you get every time you think about that, or every time you know, you get into a car and the anxiety rises, is this going to happen again? That trigger response can be resolved, so that it's just a piece of your story. I went to college, I was in this car wreck, I had to take 3 years off, then I did go to graduate school and I got my degree, and whatever it is that's your story, it's just a part of your story. It's not the part of your story anymore where you break down and you lose it and you go back in and you go back into that stress or that trauma again. Mm-hmm. That is entirely possible for anything that you've gone through.
Yes. And so the basic premise, I think you said it so beautifully, for energy medicine yoga, that can be used for the dealing and the healing with stress and trauma. You say energy medicine techniques are ancient and powerful. They've been used with transformative results for thousands of years. By weaving these techniques into a yoga practice, as I've done here, you are boosting their power a thousandfold. Like, how is that? And how did you discover this?
It was a crazy serendipitous event that brought me to this understanding. So I had studied yoga for years and was teaching yoga, and kept having these experiences that I wasn't able to resolve. And I was about to, it was lots of crazy stories. I don't want to go into that. But traditional yoga was helping me to a point. It was helping me, as I said, kind of keep my head above water, but it wasn't helping me to resolve and to release. And so I was at this crossroads where I needed something different. And that something different, like the universe provides when you, allow it to. I was introduced to the work of Donna Eden by two different people in two different countries within the span of a month. And I went and I sought her out and took a workshop with her. And that was it. I was in. And I've never stopped studying with her since that moment. And what I started to learn studying with Donna is these ancient energy medicine techniques. And they come from many different traditions. There are 9 energy systems in the body. And every person, no matter where you are on the planet, has these same 9 energy systems, and they work the same in every body. I started to learn about energy in a totally different way. When I had learned about energy in a traditional yoga practice, it was very esoteric. It was like, these are super advanced practices, or these are intellectual ideas, but nobody could really put them into practice. I ask teachers all the day, who teaches a practice on the koshas, which is a very advanced energy system in yoga? And I have yet to meet someone that teaches a practice about the koshas, because it's this very intellectual idea about the sheaths of the body, and we have these energy, sort of packages around us. And okay, so that was an intellectual idea that sounds great. I love the idea of these, these discrete systems of energy, but what do I do with them?
Right.
All of a sudden I had something to do with them. Mm. Energy medicine gave me practical tools. It was like, here's a system. Here's the intellectual understanding of it, and then here's how you actually work with it. You move the body this way, you make these sounds, you massage this area of the body, you tap this area of the body, and you can feel it. Yeah. You get your hands right into the dough and you can feel it. You can feel it transform. You can feel the energy flows. You can feel them. All of a sudden, it was like, oh my goddess, this feel like this is actually a real thing. It's not an intellectual experiment. It's not an esoteric idea. This is real. I can feel it. I can move it. And not only that, I can feel the difference after I've done it. So I started to take these techniques and I put them into my yoga practice because every day I'm on the yoga mat and I was like, oh, a lot of these look like they kind of align with something that I'm already doing. Yeah. Let's save time. And what I experienced was the effects and the benefits of my yoga practice started to increase like hugely. Mm. And the effects and the experiences of the energy work started to increase and hugely. Because energy follows particular rules, and those rules were being put into effect by the yoga practice. Yes. And so the two of them just kind of got turbocharged, quantumized, just went huge. Yeah. And when I started to teach again, because I took about a 7-year teaching sabbatical while I was figuring all this out and healing myself, when I went back to teaching, the students were having these experiences that were just rocket ships. And I thought, okay, I guess this is something real.
Yes.
And now here we are.
Yes. And so then it leads me to ask, how in the world did you end up at Norwich University, the oldest private military college in the country? And how in the world were you presenting it in that atmosphere? Like, that is the last place I would think.
It is the last place that you would think. So I had been living in Canada and I moved back to the United States and I moved back to the East where I'm originally from. And I moved to Vermont. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was encouraged to start teaching again. So I thought, okay, I'll start teaching again. And I, you know, tried to teach at all these yoga studios and I couldn't get a job there. Everybody was, you know, whatever, we're full up. And I was living in this town. And there's a university there and it's really sort of tucked away. I mean, you drive through town and, you know, towns in Vermont are small. This is not a big place. So you drive through town and you see all these buildings and it's a, you know, university, but it's not like a university town, right? It's not like you're in a university town, which you kind of know what I'm talking about. Yep. When I say that. And so I thought, well, maybe there it's a university, there's a lot of students there, maybe I could teach there. And so I went into like all of these departments and I just kept getting the door closed in my face and like, this is a great idea, but no. And I went to all the sports teams, you know, I can help out your students. No, we don't have any money. We don't, you know. And I finally ended up in student services where, you know, the students run the clubs and choose mm-hmm. what clubs they want. And there was a woman there who was like, you know what, this sounds great. I think we should have a yoga class. So they had some funding and they gave me a slot and it was like Sunday afternoon in the gym. And I was like, okay, let's see what happens. And like, she was on the rugby team. So she corralled all her people that she could. And so there were like 3 or 4 or 6 rugby women there. And you know, we did the class, it was great. But it wasn't really catching on. And so we're like, okay, well, this experiment didn't work. So great. And she's like, you know what, let's just try. Let's put a different day on and see what happens. Put it on a Tuesday night. It was like the clown cars. Like so many people kept coming in. We had to like move one of the moving walls aside and people were on the floor and like with little like towels for yoga mats because we didn't have enough equipment. And they loved it. Everybody just loved it. And week after week after week, it became people's favorite class. And I think one of the reasons is, you know, at Norwich, they have a full class schedule, but they're also going out for Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and they're working for, you know, trying to get into special ops, and they're all on sports teams. Like their schedules are fuller than you can even imagine. They're sleeping like, you know, 4 or 5 hours a night, and the pressures there are off the charts. So they would come into my class. And it was the first place, first of all, they didn't have to call me ma'am or, you know, Mrs. or anything. I was like, call me Lauren, which a lot of them, they couldn't do. Like, they couldn't do it. And I got to the point where I'd be joking with them. I'm like, you know, get down and give me 10 then if you can't call me Lauren. I'll make them do push-ups, you know. Like I kind of wanted to like get into that culture and then pivot from that culture. Yeah. And so, and they loved it. They loved the ability to relax, get centered and grounded. But more than that, they loved the time there, they would come back week after week and say, I aced this exam. My studies were so much easier. All my relationships are getting better. I can hold my breath underwater both lengths of the pools, like some of my students going out for special ops. Like everything started to get better for them. And that is because when you start to work with your energy and you bring your energy into coherence, into harmony, you are able to accomplish your life, whatever your tasks are, with less effort, because your energy is working for you instead of against you. And I just saw that writ large with these students who in real time experienced that ability to work smarter, not harder, which is the whole, you know, it's one of the mottos of the military is work smarter, not harder. And all of a sudden, these students had the skills to do that.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. So then that begs the question. So you're seeing that it really is helping in so many areas of their lives. How did you make the leap to something like trauma? Like, how did you know that it was working for trauma? And what were some of the ways that you, perhaps the practice evolved to address trauma?
So that's a great question. And there's a couple of things to that. So energy medicine yoga is a massive discipline, and it really can pinpoint whatever it is that you need to work on. So if you've got a physical ailment going on with you, then you can design a practice to speak to that specifically. Energy medicine yoga doesn't treat specific things, right? So let me get that more clear with that. So say you have a broken leg. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give you a practice that's like, this is the broken leg practice. But what I'm going to do is help you understand the broken leg means that areas of energy aren't working in this discrete area of energy, right? That these systems are out, which is what led to this broken leg. And these are the systems that can help that. What we do is we bring your energy into balance so that the body can do what it naturally does, what it's programmed to do, and that is heal.
Yeah.
So everybody has a different area that they're working on. Some people are depressed, some people are anxious, like everyone's got different things going on in their lives. And more people were coming to me saying, I've had this trauma and I've tried everything and now I'm able to resolve it. And I had someone come up to me after a 4-day teacher training. They were learning to teach EM yoga. They weren't going there to do a practice for themselves. They were learning how to teach it to others. And she came to me and she shared with me a pretty gnarly trauma story of like kind of a lifetime of trauma, of which she had been trying to resolve with everything, so many modalities. And there are many modalities that help people. And she had tried them all and nothing had helped. And after this 4-day teacher training, she was sobbing because she felt for the first time her light start to emerge again. She felt like herself for the first time. She's like, the nut has cracked. Whatever happened this weekend, and I don't even know what it was. And what it was is that energy has priorities. It's not your priority. It's the priority of the energy systems of the body. And if you have been suffering and struggling with trauma and stress in your life for years, chances are energetically that priority is pretty high. In other words, your energy systems are like, if she ever or he ever gave me some help, some energy interventions, I'm going to send it right to there because that's my biggest priority, because my person that I am the energy systems of, they're struggling and they're suffering. And I know that they think it's the job, or they think it's like if they could only quit smoking or they could only stop eating sugar, that would heal everything. But I, as their energy guardian, knows it's this trauma and stress. So as soon as they give me some intervention, I'm going to feed that to trauma and stress. We're going to get rid of the trauma and stress. And then guess what, person? you're not going to want to keep smoking anymore, because you're only smoking because you don't know how to deal with your trauma and stress. You're only eating sugar all the time because you don't know how to deal. The anxiety and the depression is because of the trauma and stress. Okay. And so when you start to do this energy work, it starts to resolve, because your body doesn't want to drag that around. Your body doesn't want to be compromised and pressed down and, you know, and miserable. Yeah. You are here to shine and live your life's purpose and to just be peaceful. You don't even have to get to the part where you're, you know, joyful and well, you're going to get there. You're going to get to joyful and compassionate and loving and engaged. But really, you just want to get to the first place of just taking those first steps to release that weight, that Sisyphean weight. You know Sisyphus? Mm-hmm. Climbing up the mountain, dragging this big load up the mountain. Just as he's about to get to the top, he tumbles down to the bottom again. That's you in stress response. That's you in trauma response. And I want to say, you can take that big weight that you're carrying and turn it into a balloon. Mm. Let that balloon go and just walk up the mountain and sit at the summit and take in the view. Mm.
So I'm wondering if people are like, well, okay, I this sounds great, but it probably is really complicated. And I loved how you open the book. You say, if you've ever stubbed your toe and sat down to massage it, you've worked with energy. If you've ever had a headache and held your temples with pressure, you've worked with energy. If you've ever watched the Olympics and seen the athletes at the top of a ski run bang on their chest before they take off, you've seen energy work in practice. If you've ever taken several slow, deep breaths before answering a difficult question, you've worked with energy. So this is while profound, it is simple and approachable, correct?
It is so simple and approachable, almost laughably simple and approachable. Really. I mean, it really is. And that's one of the things that I love about it. You know, doing yoga for years, getting more and more advanced, and you get to these more advanced practices. And, you know, it's like you're on this spectrum all the way to this, you know, PhD practitioner. And EM yoga is like kindergarten, and it's kindergarten in the way that it's fun and it's expressive and it's joyful. And like, healing doesn't need to be torturous. It shouldn't be torturous. Healing is the resolution of the torture. Mm. And these practices are beautiful and elegant and easy to access, easy to remember, easy to deploy. And you just start to feel good, like, right away. And it might not be, you know, if you've had, it took me a year to really get back on my feet again after that really sort of dark time. So I'm not saying it's going to be like 3 days, thump and cross and hold these points and you're going to be bouncing right back. But a year is not a long time if you have been struggling for a long time. And that was just me. I'm a slow learner. I'm a slow transitioner. You might not need that much time. These, you know, and one of the other things about field theory, which I love, is that the more of us that get into this field of healing and start to heal and heal ourselves, the easier it is for everyone else to heal. And so the more of us that access these tools makes it easier for you to jump in and access these tools and get more of an effect easier. And that we see this in real time. This is not like, oh yeah, I love that you think that's like gonna happen. It actually happens. It happens, I mean, it happens in every area of our lives. I'll go back to the Olympics and share that and share how this happens. When you learn something, your learning of it makes it easier for the next person to learn it. Sean White, who God bless, has been in so many Olympics and just missed out on a medal this time. We love you, Sean. You did great. He talked about the two Olympics ago where he had won the gold medal, and then going into the next Olympics, he said what he had won the gold medal for in the previous 4 years ago Olympics wouldn't have even qualified him to make it into the finals. Mm-hmm. That is how fast the sport has grown and has evolved. Mm-hmm. And so when he does these tricks, people have the access and ability to do these tricks a little bit easier the next mm-hmm. time. So that works in our favor for this field theory of healing. When we
heal. And I've now taught this technique to hundreds of people. And now we've got this online course starting in June. And we've already been, there's been a healing group that's preparing to get into this course so that when all of you join this course in June, there's already this energy for healing that helps you heal easier. Yes. And it's a real thing. It's just a real dynamic. And this is, you know, Rupert Sheldrake teaches about it. Lynn McTaggart teaches about it. You can read the studies or forget them and just do the practices and know that this healing and this ability to thrive in your life is accessible for you too, no matter what you've been through.
Yes, I'm fascinated by that too. And Rupert has been a guest on the show, as has Lynn McTaggart. And yes, this is, I get very excited and fascinated by the research that they're doing to show just how impactful field theory is. So you just mentioned that you have a course starting on June 7th. Now, just for those out there listening, this is different than the East-West course. That's the one-day webinar that's tomorrow that I'll mention again here. But what do you want to say about the course on June 7th since you mentioned that one?
Yeah. So, you know, everyone learns in different ways. Some people are reading learners, right? So you can read the book and you get the techniques and practices and you run with it. You've got it. You're good to go. Some people need visual learning, like myself. I love watching videos. Some people like interactive and will have that as well. So the class starts on the first Tuesday of June and we meet for 7 consecutive Tuesdays. You'll have a video of the practice for that week that you can do prior to our meeting or after. And then we have an hour together where I'll talk through the focus of the week, give you some tools and tips, and then you'll have the opportunity to ask questions. What is this? I don't understand this. This isn't working for me. And share stories. This is working for me. This resolved. That was great. That was good, but I need a little something different. Could you show me a variation for that? You know, my knees don't do that one thing. You know, I need some help with this. So it'll be really interactive. And then you'll be part of this community of healing. And that will also kind of inform the whole group. So I'm really excited about the live component. So not all of our classes have that. This one does. And so the cart for it closes June 5th because it's going live. Mm-hmm. And so if you think you want to join us, jump on the website, energymedicineyoga.net or emyoga.net. Either one will take you there. And then you can check out the whole course and see. But it's like the book come to life.
Yes. And I will say, like, we're talking about a very applicable but concepts from the book. But what we're not actually talking about are the very detailed instructions of the poses and with diet. You have beautiful illustrations in the book, which, by the way, thank you for making it a person that looks like healthy. And I'm so used to seeing books where it's like a little stick figure and I'm like, my body doesn't look like that.
You know, you are not the first person to say that. And so thank you for saying that because I really appreciate that too. And actually, these drawings were drawn, a beautiful artist, off of pictures of photographs that I gave her of me doing all of these poses. So while it's not me, it is sort of based on that. And I have a very just average body. And, you know, and I also, you know, seeing all of those images on social media all the time can be really debilitating to look at those pictures and think, I'll never look like that. I'll never be able to do that kind of pose. You know, some of these yoga poses that are just wildly flexible or, you know, and then they have the tutorials. And I've studied yoga for years. I look at those tutorials. I'm like, I'm never going to do that, you know. And so what I love about energy medicine yoga that I have forever is that whatever your body is, whatever your physical abilities or limitations are, these practices will work for you, and you can do them and you can modify them and you can visualize them. I've worked with people that have very limited mobility. I've worked with people in wheelchairs that have no mobility in areas of their body. You can visualize these energy flows and you will still have incredible results with them. And so, you know, one of my missions is to make EM yoga available and applicable for everybody, whether you've ever looked at yoga before. And that's why, you know, yes, EM yoga is in the subtitle, but I wanted to be really clear that this is not a yoga book.
Right.
This is a book about healing, and we all need to heal. Wherever, if you work in a factory, or you're a teacher, or you're a truck driver, you're a pilot, or, you know, what, you're an artist, whatever it is you do, we have these stressors, we've have these traumatic experiences, and they live in the energy structures and then in the physical structures of the body. We all have them, and we all need to release them, and we all can release them. So don't feel like you're going to be on a yoga mat doing pretzel poses, because you're not. You're not going to be doing pretzel poses. You're going to be doing stuff that's really accessible, and that will feel good. You're going to feel good doing it, and you're going to feel really good once you release these energies.
Yeah. So I'm curious, knowing where things kind of got their start at Norwich University, have you maintained contact with some of your students who ended up going not only into the armed forces, but ended up in some pretty traumatic war type situations? Have you worked with them returning with PTSD from these experiences?
Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't. And actually, I mean, I am in touch with some of my students, but in terms of working with students that have returned, I have not. And I've been trying to kind of rebridge that gap. But some of the students that I have stayed in touch with have shared really beautiful experiences with me. And also people in the military who I haven't worked with directly, but who have found my work through actually, a lot of them through the New York Times article have shared also stories with me. I have wanted to find a way to reintegrate. The military is obviously a huge thing, and it's like trying to find the right door to enter. Just like, you know, you were talking about going to the Shift Network campus and find, like, how do you enter? What door can you enter? So, you know, I was, I'm trying to find that avenue to bring this work back in, because, you know, Norwich is aligned with the military, but it's not necessarily, it's not like a branch of the military or anything. And the students that I was working with years ago are no longer there, but I am in touch with a few of them. And a couple of the stories that I really love, this is a story, it almost made it to the book, but then we sort of changed a little direction. But I had a student, and this is when he was still in college, and he was a senior, and he was in a car with a bunch of other students driving from Montpelier back to Northfield. And they were in a car accident, and the car went off the road, and it flipped through the air, and it was a really gnarly accident. And as they were flying through the air, he started holding some of these points. And he calmed himself down to such a point that he was able to relax everything. Mm. And he did not get hurt at all. And he shared that story with me. And this was his languaging, his words, that he said, yoga saved my life in that moment. Mm. What I did in that car as we were going into that accident saved my life in that moment. And so, it's stories like that that it kind of give me the chills. But to your point of speaking to or working with soldiers who've been deployed and are coming back, I haven't had that experience yet, and I would love to. So if any of you are listening and you have PTSD and you want to work with this, program, I would love to work with you and to hear your experiences. We're trying to find some organizations to work with directly, just as you said. So yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Absolutely. And I think it's just like when you were first trying out where to land with this to have the first class at the university. And that was something that I wanted to ask you about earlier in the conversation, not only the experience of that, but also you having the knowing to keep going because you were on to something. Perhaps that's a conversation for another day. I don't know. But that you just kept pushing on the doors until the right one opened and it was the right time. And then everything unfolded exactly as it was meant to organically. So I'm sure that will happen militarily.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I am in touch with a few people who are not in the military anymore, but still work with different divisions. And so we're trying to put something together. There's a lot of programs actually here in Montana, where I live now, helping veterans. And so we're trying to align with those. And, you know, it's funny that you talk about knocking on the doors, because I had that experience just again yesterday. So one of the fun things in the book is that you get to take a quiz and figure out sort of what element, and that's a big piece of this healing, is the five element theory, which element you are aligned with, and so that you can know a little bit easier which tools that you should look to first that could help you. And I'm a wood element, and a wood element is that person that will not stop knocking on the doors. That will not stop. And you know, yesterday I was doing the same thing. I was like reaching out to all of these different people to try to get this one thing to happen. And I thought, wow, I just don't ever let up, do I? I had that thought about me. I'm like, yeah, I just don't let up. I'm just going to, you know, hammer away at it until I figure out what it is how to get what I want. That's very wood element. And that it's helpful to know sort of what guides you so that you can know how to help yourself heal as well. So it's really fun to take that quiz and to kind of inform yourself and to kind of narrow down the tools that you need. And it's really a workbook for you to go back and forth in. And I've already had some feedback from people who've been working with the book. A woman called me yesterday and she's like, this book just saved my life and I'm only on page 30. And you know, she's like, and I'm flipping back and forth and I'm finding the tools I need and it's working exactly like you said it was going to. And she was so thrilled. So it really is a living tool for you to use and to work with. So I hope that you take that opportunity.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's exactly, we hadn't even broached this yet, but a huge portion of the book or element within the book is that Chinese medicine's five element theory, which I knew, you know, tangentially, but I took the quiz and that was so fun. I'd never worked with that before. And so is there anything else that that we need to know about the five elements that are related to the energy medicine yoga that you'll be doing, say, at the events or in the book?
Yeah. So, you know, as I mentioned before, we have nine energy systems in the body, mm-hmm. and one of them is five element theory, and it comes from ancient Chinese medicine, and it is massive. So what the theory is that everything in the universe, mm-hmm. every event, every experience, every structure is one of these five elements. So your physical body, every ailment you have, every thought you have, every experience, as well as you have a primary element, the seasons follow elements. Those are easy to see, like, right? You can see the elements, the winter and water and all of the elements. And everything falls into one of these elements, every system of your body, everything. So it's huge, it's massive. Mm-hmm. And it's really simple, because everything is only one of five things. And look, you have five digits on your hand, you have five digits on your toes, like five, you've got that, you've got five, you can do something five times, right? And so everything is massive and everything is very simple. Hmm. And that is the overlay of which we walk through this healing path, because every experience that you have has a little bit of each of these elements in it. And in order for you to release the experience completely, to release the energy of that trauma or that stress, you need to understand the information that each of these elements is bringing you. Mm-hmm. And each element has a primary emotion in it that has a way to balance that emotion. Each element has a practice, a pose, a sound. So it's again, massive and then very simple. So it's a way for you to bring the hugeness of your life and your experience into a way that is really simple and elegant to work with, and that works. And so you take this tool, this star, and you overlay it over your experiences, and you see, you know, you take one at a time, right? One experience, and you see, okay, what do I need to still understand in that so that I can let it go? Because that's the ultimate with any experience, right? You harvest the information. That's a good place to go, or that's not a good place to go, or whatever the information is. Mm-hmm. And ultimately you get to letting it go.
Yeah.
And that seems huge when it's a huge experience, but I promise you, you can get there if you follow this path. And again, it's not a torturous path. It can be joyful. At the very least, it is calming and pleasant and good. It's not like you got to go and cry and scream and yell and, like, you know, you can do that. That's a big release too, but you don't have to go back into the story to release the story.
Yeah. That was one of the things that stood out to me, that talking about for folks who don't want to risk re-traumatization or don't want to, you know, retell the story over and over, the body knows what to release. You just have to give it the right environment in which to do so, I guess.
Yeah, you got to just give it the right ways to release. So, yeah. you know, and that's what these practices are. These, you know, ancient techniques coupled with the information that we have from modern science that is affirming these ancient techniques work, right? So it's really like, I mean, it's like the pulleys and levers and systems of the body that open the, you know, the secret compartment. Uh-huh. That's all I'm showing you.
Yeah.
It's like, tap over here, smooth over here, do this thing, put your body in this shape, make this sound. It's very, on some level, mechanical.
Yeah.
And once you get those mechanical things aligned, then it goes magical. It's like, you know, the Harry Potter, you got to get to the platform. Is it 9 3/4 or something? Like, you're kind of going back and forth. Is it 9? Is it 10? You know, how do you get to that? And as soon as you get to the exact spot, poof, you go into the magic, right?
Yeah.
And exactly the same. As soon as you do the things that I'm going to guide you to do, tap here, move here, support there, hold here, breathe here, the doors open, the magic happens, and it feels so beautiful, so beautiful.
Well, okay. So if you want a taste of this, maybe you're already out there signed up for the course that starts on June 7th, which is more of the intensive. But don't forget that if you want to just connect with Lauren tomorrow for the East-West event, the event is The Energy to Heal. It will be Saturday, May 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. It is in webinar format, so you can join from anywhere. I'll mention it now. Just go to eastwestseattle.org. That's eastwestseattle.org to find out more and to register. What do you want to say about this event, Lauren?
Oh, it's going to be so great. I've already been plotting it and planning it. And we've got like 4 hours together. We'll take a little break in the middle. But I really want you to walk away from that, owning some of these tools so that you take it out of the intellect and bring it into the body, and that you've got these tools and that you have a real understanding of what you need to do next. What's your next step? But more than that, we're going to do these steps together. Mm-hmm. We're going to do these steps together. We're going to do one of the practices, and I'm going to show you a couple of things actually that aren't in the book, little extras, because I want you to have real tools to take away. And one of the beautiful things about the format tomorrow is we're going to get to be back and forth. Mm. So all of you are going to be on the screen. I'm going to be there with you. We're going to have some really deep conversations, and it's going to be guided by you. Like, what do you want to get out of tomorrow's class? I'm open. I always come with a full list of things that I want to do. And then always am open to the energy. So who shows up? Where do we need to go? What do we need to learn? And so it's going to be really fun. I'm excited for it. It's going to be an intimate gathering. And so you'll really get some FaceTime, and you'll really get to explore these practices. And I wish I was there in person. I have taught live at East West Books. I love it. I've taught at Eight Limbs. I love Seattle. And so I'm going to just steep myself in it. I'll take a long cold shower in the morning, so I feel like I'm in the Seattle weather, right? I'm in a little Seattle rainstorm, which is amazing. The moving water, the rain is such a powerful force for giving us these negative ions, which actually makes us feel happy. I know it can feel a little much when there's so much of it, but anyway, we're going to really get grounded in that experience tomorrow. So if you haven't signed up and you want to, I don't know the cost of it, but we made it pretty accessible because we just want I think we're just paying the fees that East West has to cover. So it's really just to get you there. And so please do join tomorrow. It's going to be really fun.
Awesome. Yes. And one more time, that website to go to find out more and register is eastwestseattle.org, eastwestseattle.org. I have been joined today by Lauren Walker. The brand new book that we've been talking about today is The Energy to Heal, Find Lasting Freedom from Stress and Trauma Through Energy, Medicine, Yoga. Thanks for being here today, Lauren.
Thank you. It was such a joy, and you are true to your name. You are just a bright, shining light, and I'm so grateful for you helping to bring this work out into the world a little wider. So thanks for having me.
Hey, absolutely. I'm honored to be able to speak with folks like you who are doing the transformative work out in the world. So thank you. And thank you to Benny, as usual, running the board beautifully. And I guess that will do us for today. You have been listening to Sunny in Seattle. I'm your Sunny Joy. I am your Sunny Joy.
Of course you are.
I'm your host, Sunny Joy, signing off.